Cut Off the Names of the Idols, Kilmartin Series, Number 3. It shall be in that day, said the Lord of Hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols from the land, and they shall no longer be remembered. I will also cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to depart from the land. Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 2, New King James Version. Before Kilmartin and the Glen was a Christian settlement, it was an area of great importance where our ancestors lived. It is currently thought from around 11,000 BC. Our knowledge of any belief system they may have had is sketchy at best, but like all of us today, there would have been a spiritual component to their lives. That spiritual connection features especially in a number of places, as has been mentioned already. Kilmartin is one such place. Why is it that peoples, Christian and non-Christian, are drawn to these focal points? Most likely because they sense something unique about the site. Our forebears from long ago recognized it would seem, long before anyone had heard of the Christ. But then, so did the Hebrews. The Old Testament is, in part, the story of their search for understanding, which eventually unfolded in the New Testament. In that searching, men frequently ran down rabbit holes following false trails until the truth finally dawned. But remnants of the old beliefs sank themselves deep into the rocks and permeated the land, awaiting their time of re-emergence. Then, since the Victorian age particularly, people began scraping at the rocks and the ground to see what lay under the surface, and Pandora's box was opened. The ancient idols were awakened from their hibernation. The Antichrist spirit was released. In the time since then, there have been waves of revival in various parts of the world. Azusa Street in California, the Welsh Revival, the Hebridean Revival, and many others. Significantly, they all arose from a few individuals setting themselves to earnest prayer. In every case, a corner was turned. The Lord was resurrected in that time, although, of course, we know he has never died, but the idols fled. They shall not defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will deliver them from all their dwelling places in which they have sinned, and will cleanse them. Then they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 23, New King James Version. It happened before in Kilmartin, and it will happen again. Praise the Lord.